Parshas Kedoshim says, "Loisis nasachicha buvavecha hoicheach techicha zamisecha loisis olav chet." Says that you shouldn't have any sinner to your brother, but hoicheach techicha zamisecha, point things out to him, or in our language, give him musar of loisis olav chet. Loisis olav chet, there are different insights in what Leisis Olav Chet is, and both is the meaning of Leisis Olav Chet. One is give Teichocha so that you shouldn't have a Chet, and another pshat is give Teichocha in such a way that you don't have a Chet, which means don't embarrass him. Don't be malvin Teichaver Barabim. The Teichocha that you give should be in an amicable way. You don't tell somebody you're no good for nothing, etc. And you can say it with b'fnei kol am ve'eda. You just point it out to him. So the b'leisis olav chet as two in yonim. Number one is if you don't give teichocha, then there's a chet. And the other one is when you give teichocha, how to give teichocha? B'leisis olav chet. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Nun Dal Amud Beis makes a statement. It says, "Parosei Shereb Loza Ben Azaria, Reb Loza Ben Azaria's Paro went out on Shabbos with some decorations on his head." There was Machlokes Tanoim. Is there such a thing as a decoration for an animal? Is that called Vaikira? Because the mitzvah of Shavisa, of not doing a malacha, applies to the animals too. So the Parasa Shal Rav Elazar ben Azaria went out with a ritzu on his head. So what is Parasa Shal Rav Elazar ben Azaria? He had one para. He was such a wealthy man. He had so many. He had so many paras. It says that every year Rav Loza ben Azaria would have meiser 12,000 calves. 12,000 calves was the meiser from his wealth. So many process Rav Loza ben Azaria. The Gemara says he called process Rav Loza ben Azaria. It wasn't his; it was his neighbor's. But he wasn't Moicha. He didn't tell the neighbor, "Don't let your cow go out with these decorations." So male in the cross al shmoy. So the Gemara is teaching me something. That if you can prevent someone from doing something wrong and you don't, you're like a grumma. You're like a grumma. And the Gemara quotes, "Kol mi she'efshe limcha islan she'beisai v'loi micha." Nitras alan she beso kol misha she yochalim chayis alan she iray nitras alan she iray. If you can be moicha and you're not moicha, so we are very well familiar with the din of groma. Ben Izokin is the din of groma. Bedinei shamayim, groma is considered your maisa. If you could be moicha and you're not moicha, your groma is considered your maisa. That's the limit over there. But the Gemara goes on to say something more. But if you'll recall, I've quoted many times from Rav Weinberg Zatzal this in inyan of komi sheyesh biyadei limchais, that the Yalkut in Yisrael says when Klai said nasa v'nishma. The Yalkut says there's a kri and there's a ksiv. The kri is nasa v'nishma. There's a ksiv of ne'eso. It's already been done. You're giving me the aseres adibris. It's easy for me to do it. Why? Because our ancestors have done it and they've trained us. Ne'eso, it's been done. So So the Yalkut goes through the all the Aseres HaDivros, and the Yalkut comes and says, whereby was Tana B'Echo Eid Shoker, where was it done previously? You're saying your ancestors, the Ovis, when Mekayim, the Aseres HaDivros, where they Mekayim like Tana B'Echo Eid Shoker? So the Yalkut says, because Avraham Avinu used to go out and tell people they shouldn't be able to avoid the Zorah and guide them in the correct way. So with this we see he was Mekayim Leisana Brecho Eid Shoker. And I asked Rav Weinberg, I don't understand how 2 and 2 makes 4. You tell me how he was not able Leisana Brecho Eid Shoker, and you say because he went he was Mashpi on people. How does it work? So Weinberg says what it means is that when you see a person doing something and you keep quiet, you're telling him he's right. And if the world being Oved Avodah Zorah, and if Avraham would be quiet, he'd be testifying that they're right. So therefore, in order not to be Oved Losana Brecho Eid Shoker, he was going around and teaching the people. Silence is talking. When you keep quiet, you're talking. When you see somebody doing something wrong and you're silent, you're talking. You're telling him you're right. That's what it says. But Gemara and Shabbos goes on and makes even a further statement. All right, we'll understand. If I keep quiet, I can be a Goyim, I can be my Maisa, fine. Gemara and Shabbos says, going through the Sugya, says Reb Zeta told Reb Simon, why did you give Musa the Lahani the Bay Rage Galusa, the doing things that are wrong? They're not going to listen to me. So why should I speak to them? They're not going to listen to me. Omalei, Afagav Deloy Mekabli, even though they won't listen, Lechachinu. Tell him anyway. Why? And he tells a story. Diksib. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel. Says, Vayayim Hashem Elov, Avor B'Soich Ha'ir, B'Soich Yerushalayim, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a Nebuah to Yechezkel, that he told the Malachim to go through Yerushalayim, V'Sevisa Tov Al Mitzvayis Anoshim, and write a Tov on the brows of the Anoshim Hanenochim Hanenochim, the people who are crying about the terrible travesties going on, I'll call out to Avis Hanesa Besecha. So Omri HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeGavriel Lech Urushayim Al Mitzchon Shel Tzadikim Tov Tov Shel Diyoy Shlo Yishutu Behem Malachei Chavolah, because I'm going to send Malachei Chavolah and you have Tzadikim who are crying. Right? So write a tuff with joy on their heads. If Yal Mitzchom shall reshoy him, you should write tuff, shall dam, write a tuff with blood. Kedei she yushal tu behen malachei chavola. Okay? Omgo midas adin, sar midas adin lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yibayin ishalayim. Manish tanu elam elu. What's the difference between these reshoyim and these tzadikim? These Rishayim are Rishayim, and these Tzaddikim are the ones that are crying. They say there are terrible travesties going on, right? They say, what's the difference? Why should they be saved? Or why shouldn't they be saved? Amalah, so the Kodesh Baruch replied, Alolo Tzaddikim Gemur, these people are crying, they can't stand the travesties. V'halolo Rishayim Gemur, V'halim Pashat. So therefore, on the Tzaddikim put on the top with a bit of yoy, and the Rishayim put on top of dam. Amar lefanim, so the Midas Hadin says, Ribbono Shel Olam, why you be Adam Limchais? What do you mean that Tzaddikim? Of course they're crying, terrible what's going on. Terrible. But they should have spoken up. V'lay Michu. They're not such big Tzaddikim. Amar lo, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells the Midas Hadin, I know 100% that the people wouldn't be a makabel. I know that it wouldn't work. Omar, Omar Lefan of Semiris Adin tells the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Lefanecha Goli, Lo Mehemi Goli. If you know 100% that he wouldn't be a makabel, how do they know? How do they know being a makabel or not? And the fact that they weren't Meicha, even though they're crying and they're fasting because of the terrible travesties going on in Klal Yisrael, he said they're not tzaddikim. So if they're not tzaddikim, when the Malachi Chavol go, they're going to go and punish them too. What's the message that the Gemara is giving us? What's the message that they're giving us? If a person keeps quiet, it shows his lack of having a Tzelem Elokim. That's what it shows. When it says, you're going to go into Golus, Tachas Hashem lo avartes, Hashem lo kecha besimcha v'tev leiva. You're going to Golus because you want to know Hashem besimcha. So we pointed out, where is there in the Torah that says there's a mitzvah to be besimcha? No such thing. The answer is, Kudi Hashem Yishar Masam Chaylev, that the Koshbalta says, listen, if you put your mind to your learning, if you put your mind to the Torah, you will be besimcha. If a person is not besimcha, is Raya, he didn't apply himself. Is Raya, you're taking it lackadaisically. The same way, if a person is machshiv the Torah that he's learning, he has to care about other people. He has to care about other people. And I've quoted the two midrashim, and there are more, that it says that one of the reasons why Yeshua was zoichet to be the man of Klal Yisrael was that he used to wake up and straighten out the Safsolim in the Beis HaMedrash. Why? That's the reason to be man of Klal Yisrael. It's a small act. Why did he straighten it out? Because he wanted when people come, they shouldn't waste their time. He was concerned about other people. When somebody has a shlemus in himself, he has to be concerned. At the Medrash and Shir Hashirim that I quoted, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu pleaded with Klal Yisrael, he says, be certain not to have friction, be certain to respect one another, so that the Malachim that I fought with, the Malachim who told me not to give the Torah, the Malachim will say, look, the Torah you gave them, they're not being Isaac in it. And Revolver points out, how does 2 and 2 make 4? Because they're having friction, it means they're not being Isaac Batera. He says, yeah. Because the more a person is Isaac Batera, the more he has to be concerned about the next person. And if you're not concerned about the next person, it shows that you're lacking in your insight in the depth of being Isaac Batera. When it says, Haychech techich esamisecha, it's not telling you to be a snitcher. It's not telling you to give techocha. It's telling you you should be in a matzav where it should bother you. If a father sees his son doing something wrong, it bothers the father. If a brother sees a brother doing something wrong, it should bother the brother too. The mitzvah, Chech techich esam isecha, is that if you're not giving techocha, it shows you're not Isaac B'Torah. It shows you're taking Torah lackadaisically. And therefore, the Gemara in Shabbos is saying, the fact that they weren't a mercha, the fact that tzaddikim, they were crying, hane enochim, they were crying about the travesties going on in Klal Yisrael, but they didn't go out to be mercha. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, they're not so great. And b'mokim, when there's a big sakana, there are plagues going around, There are wars going around. They haven't got the schusim to be saved. Because they're lacking, they're being oisik b'tera. And these people can't be besimcha with the Torah that they have. At the beginning of Parshas Achrei Mois, it says, Achrei Mois shnei b'nei Aaron. This is right after Aaron's two sons died. Achrei Mois shnei b'nei Aaron v'kavosn v'nei Hashem v'yimusa v'yem Hashem l'moisha daber el Aaron l'chicha v'al yovei b'cholei sel ha-kodesh. He shouldn't come. Because if he comes, he's going to die. So Rashi brings down a medrash. He says it's a paltika story. We're talking about Aaron. Aaron, who was the Navi. Moshe felt Aaron should be the leader of Klal Yisrael. We're talking about a religious Jew. The Kodesh Baruch Hu comes along and he says, after his children died, why do you got to tell me if his children died? Because you're telling Aaron, listen, your kids did the avodah they weren't supposed to do, and therefore they died, so therefore you shouldn't do the avodah you're not supposed to do. Learn the lesson from your kids, Rashi says. So, Rashi, Hoya Rabbi Elazar, L'chayla shenichnas etzlei roifei, etzel roifei. Omalai, he told them, al techol tzaynon, shouldn't eat cold stuff, bal tishkav bitchav, and don't lie down in a moist area. It's water. Because it's cold. Your body can't take cold. Bo'achar, and then another patient came. V'yom aloi, al teich al tzaynon, v'al tishka v'tchav. Shalei tomus, k'derach shamei splendi. He says, don't do it. He says, this other guy died. Therefore, don't do it. He says, zezir zo yesim in arishin. L'kach nemar, Achrei Moshnei b'nei Aaron. So they ask the question. We're talking about Aaron. Aaron needs the zeros. The Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, Al yobay b'choleisa l'akodesh, don't walk into the kodesh kodeshim whenever you want. Because if you do that, you're going to die. You know how you're going to die? Like your kids died. So you have to give him a marshal. So I saw in the Sabbath Shiurim, that he says a very important yesod. It says that Avram's camels were muzzled whenever they traveled, so that they shouldn't eat in somebody else's field. So the Medrash asks, I don't understand. There's a story brought down with the chamor of Pinchas ben Yair, that Ganavim stole the chamor of Pinchas ben Yair. And for 3 days the chamor didn't eat. So the gazlanim got scared. Why? Because if the animal dies, so there'll be a stench coming from the animal and people will find them. So he says, no, we gotta send the animal back to its owner. So they let the animal out and the animal walked back to Pinchas ben Yair. Pinchas ben Yair heard the braying of the animal. He says the animal is hungry, and he told the people around him, give the animal food. So they gave it barley. The animal didn't want to eat it. So Pinchas ben Yair asked the people who gave the animal food, were you mafresh meiser? They said, yeah, you mafresh meiser. So Pinchas ben Yair couldn't understand why it's not eating. So he says, were you mafresh demai? Which is when you buy tefuah from an Amoritz who says he was mafresh, so mid rabbanon, even though roiv are mafresh, but the rabbanon says you be mafresh again. So they said no, mafresh my we didn't do. Right? So he says, well, that's the reason. So they're mafresh and the chamorei. It's just that. So the medrash asks, he says, I don't understand. You're telling me such a story. A person who's reached such heights affects his animals. Even though an animal has no mitzvah, nothing, it affects his animals. So the animals wouldn't eat maaser, wouldn't eat tevel, wouldn't eat even tevel drabanan. So why did Avram have to go and put muzzles on his animals? His animals wouldn't steal. Wouldn't take somebody else's stuff. That's a kasha that they ask. And the Gemara does, and the Medrash doesn't say any answer. The Mefarshim say, two Mefarshim say, there's no need for an answer. Because many times you find in Shas that they ask a kasha and they don't answer because the teres is poshut. So Sabbath Shurim says, why is the teres poshut? Why is the teres poshut? The teres poshut like this. Says when somebody's on a madrega, he doesn't rely on his madrega. He takes every step possible not to be over Yisur. Einochinami, if he wouldn't have muzzled them, it's quite possible that they wouldn't have eaten Gezel. But I don't give myself an opportunity that Chas v'Shalom, that my animals should eat Gezel. The greater the person is, the more Gdorim he makes for himself. And therefore he's going to muzzle his animals. And therefore when you have Aaron HaKohen, he's talking to Aaron HaKohen. But Lamaisa, it's a gedder. It's no Aaron, your children died. The greater the person, the more Gdorim he makes for himself. And the more chumris he takes upon himself. And therefore, it's important for Aaron to know this. The lesson from this is, people have to make gedorim for themselves. They can't rely on what they are. You know, the Rav Olba says, "Kol sheyiras chetay kaidemus lachachmas or yachachmas imiskayenus." He says, "Why doesn't say kol sheyiras chet? Say kol sheyiras chet kaidemus lachachmas or yachachmas imiskayenus." Says kol sheyiras chet oy. Because a person knows his own weaknesses. And a person has to protect himself from his own weaknesses. When a person understands himself, and he doesn't look around and he say, listen, my friend doesn't need this, my friend can go here and doesn't affect him. He knows his own weaknesses. He's out to protect his life. Chachmasim is kayemis. When you live in the yeshiva, the chech techichas amisach is very important. Because the more you are concerned about your chaver, that shows you madrega in learning. Sometimes you can't speak to your chaver because he'll say you're only 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. But if you can't give techacha yourself, you have to go to an El Trabach or to a Rebbe. If you don't, it shows you have no ahava of the next person. It shows you don't care about the next person. It shows you're selfish. It shows that you're not being Isaac B'Torah. It shows that your Tzelem Elokim is not being perfected. You are a person who's concerned about himself. But the more you perfect yourself, the more you want to be concerned about somebody else. It bothers you. You know, it bothers a father when the son is doing something wrong. It should bother a brother. And it should bother everybody from Kal Yisrael. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us. Be in a matzah, be in a madrega, that you're concerned, that you want your friend to be in the best situation possible in Ruchnius, and try to help him to elevate himself. And by doing that, that helps you too. By being mekayim what you're supposed to do, that's mechazik, the Ruchnius of the person that's being mafia.